Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the craziest show on the net. It's your boy, Seti J. This is Life After Dusk Live. It's Hot After Dusk Monday. You know how we're doing it on every Monday. That's what we're going on. Hot mess, hot news, play hot music, and even have hot interviews. So, y'all got a little bit of everything right here in one place. And definitely got to say shout out to my sponsor. Shout out to Me Marketing Group. And you can check them out at MeMarketGroup.com. Check them out. They got a lot of things going on there. They help you get your social media stuff right and help you get marketing your music or your model and stuff or your business or whatever. They got a little bit of everything right there, and it doesn't cost you a whole lot. Trust me, it's definitely a good look. All right, man. Today's show, let y'all know we got on today's show. We got very, very talented person. And I won't just say one size, they have multiple entities of themselves. My girl Nana, a.k.a. the Ghetto Chick of Guerrilla Game Records, is going to be here in just a moment. And she is not only an artist with the label, she's also a model as well. And we're going to be talking over her today about her single, Hush, Bitch, that's dropping on October 1st. And definitely it's an honor, you know, to have her. It's always good to see people that's in my area, you know, not only, you know, doing big things, but always willing to support others. So it's a great look. And let's go ahead and see if we got the phone lines. All right, we got someone right here. So your lace is right here. All right, caller, you're on Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Seti J. What's up?
This Nene Gutter Chick.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Seti J?
Yeah, they're lazy. I'm saying I'm about to start slapping the audience. They be sipping too much Kool-Aid and they start getting, oh, we go, oh, we supposed to clap, I forgot. But anyways, no, definitely good look to have you in the building today.
I appreciate being here.
So most definitely, we got a lot to chop up. Of course, we're chopping up you being an artist and being a model at the same dang time. And, holding this, being another person, another female to come, trying to make something happen out of the D. So definitely a good look. And, of course, you know, I'll also be getting your feedback on some of today's hot stories. So definitely be good, because you know we do go in, we don't hold back on this show.
Right.
All right. So first off, let everybody know how you actually got started into the music side of things.
Well, really, I started at a very young age. I was 10 years old when I just started getting off into music, and I love all type of music. And at school, I've been in plenty of music programs. We done been on the road, going to different other schools, performing where I was playing instruments, or either I was with the choir. So it's been for years.
Definitely. So, you know, transition, you say you're in the choir, you was hitting them high notes. how did you transition to start doing rapping and whatnot?
Well, that really transitioned when I got locked up, and I wrote music there. And once I got out, I connected with Carleon, CEO, who is the CEO of Guerrilla Game Records, and he let me start writing and recording. And when he heard me, he was like, you know, you sound good. You need to keep going. And, you know, so I kept going. I kept writing. And now I'm where I'm at now. I done performed at different clubs. I done collab with different artists, so it's good. It's great. I'm loving it. I'm going to keep going. Ain't no stopping. I'm going to reach the stars. So I have
definitely
a lot going on with that.
Now, you know, being a female in the industry, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people say it's hard and whatnot. Some people say it's not. It's just about what you do. Like, what's like your whole thought process as being a female in the industry?
Well, it is hard. It is hard, and it can be stressful, you know, as a female. And, you know, for men, too, but, like, really on females, it's a little more harder because, you know, as a female artist, you have, like, competition out there, in which I'm not in competition with anyone, but you have other females. Some guys, too, they'd be like, yeah, whatever, but it's hard, but you got to stay strong-minded. You got to stay focused. And you got to do what you want. You have to live your dream and let your dream come true. Matters what anyone else think. Matter the obstacles you go through. Keep pushing and keep pushing and keep praying, and you're going to get where you need to go. So it's hard, but I'm strong. I'm going to survive, and I get through it.
So, like, how would you describe your style of music? How would you describe your style of music?
Versatile. I'm a very versatile female. I write music about various of things, money, et cetera, life itself, especially life itself. You know, I'm a firm believer in writing the truth. So basically some of my music is the truth, but I'm a very versatile female. Whatever you bring, I can get on it, or my thoughts run wild, I write it down, and I put it out there.
Now,
so I'm a very versatile artist.
And to go into that versatile part, you know, you you put out a lot of real music. You really touch on some things that are really touchy for some people to talk
right.
about. And you're saying that music because they're trying to, I want to blow up, so I can't say these things.
Right.
You talk about a little bit of that stuff, but then also you also had the freaky songs too. So, you have your other alias. Kind of tell us about Freaky Capricorn. Tell us about that side of you.
Freaky Capricorn. Well, that's me. That's a song that I basically first wrote that I began starting in the music industry. That's the first song I wrote and recorded, Freaky Capricorn, because sex sell. And then, you know, us as ladies, we sexy, and, you know, we have to put it out there. We sexy divas, so we have to let the world know. We have to let the guys know, you know, they ain't the only one got it going on, so do we.
All right.
How I do it. Freaky Capricorn, Nay Nay, that's me.
Oh, definitely. That song you sampled. One of the songs I've seen a whole lot, except I'm just goofy and I haven't seen anything from the Willy Wonka movie.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
I know that theme. I was like, come with me and you'll see that the world is full of meditation. And y'all know me. Y'all know I'm crazy. Y'all know I'm going to say whatever. But like, she was crazy, man. But, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go into one of your songs that I have. I Get High. Tell us about that song.
I Get High is basically a song that I wrote because of certain things that I do and certain things that I know others love to do, so I put it out there so we all can enjoy it as we do what we love to do best.
All right.
And I'll put it in those terms.
That's the best way I've ever heard somebody describe this subject. That's the best I've ever heard somebody describe something that you love to do and I love to do. She loves to do, your mama loves to do, your uncle loves to do, your cousin twice removed like to do.
Everything we love to do, then we gonna put it out there like that.
All right, here we go, y'all. This is my girl Nene Gutter Chick. Here we go. I Get High.
Real again.
Hold me down and help.
gorilla butter chicken it, baby.
I gotta get so high, so high.
I am.
I'm so high.
Woo.
High.
Headed to the hood with them gorilla niggas.
Apparently, One of Beyonce's, Rihanna's cousin is tweeting some explicit pictures of Rihanna.
Wow.
And they got the exclusive, you can exclusively see them on Mia Takeout. You can see what's going on with the pictures. And I'm just like, man, I'm trying to turn my head. I'm like, damn, Rihanna, how many of you sexting? Because every time I turn around, she got another, somebody else got a picture of her naked and stuff, or some kind of crazy stuff. Wow.
Worry about Nene El Guerrilla Gang Records. Damn, don't you know pictures like that of me. So you do not have to be on the lookout for that, because it will not be coming soon or never.
They're going to be looking at that. Come on, girl. Man, they coming up. Yeah.
They will not see that one.
People thirsty, call me and try to find out. But I guess that'll be what my play-by-play of what she's doing. It's not crazy. I'll just let y'all go see the pictures. I can't ruin anything for y'all, but you have to check them out for yourself. Oh, okay. Another big thing that's going on is, so this is pretty interesting. Wow, Meek Mill's putting out his baby mama on blast. Putting on blast right now and calling her a true bum. Oh man, so I might have to go check that out, man. One more good story. And this one I got to definitely say shout out to my boy Kale, because Kale has been one of my favorite guests that came to the show, and telling y'all, like, who the hell is Kale? Kale from Nickelodeon show, Keenan and Kale, and all that. He's got a new job now, and he is apparently making some millions from his new job. So, a lot of y'all want to know. Okay, y'all wrong. I'm done with y'all. Y'all really had me going. I'm not going to play with them. Okay, so I was really sitting here, and I was really about to look at this stuff, and they got me. I was like, so that, basically they're roasting Robert Griffin III, and they had a picture of him next to Kale with the Good Burger wig on, and they're saying they're looking like, I'm done with y'all. I'm done being a checkout for the rest of the night. All right, that was a hot mess. Whatever the hell they want to talk about all that, but let's go back. Let's go back to Nene, because we done with the craziness, and let's see. We got some callers, so we're gonna take some calls before we go to some more questions. All right, let's see. We got a caller. I'm gonna say area code and first three numbers. 214-859. You are on Life at the Dust Live with Ceddie J and Nene. What's up?
Hey.
What's
up?
Somebody got what's going down?
How y'all doing, man? We
gorilla
gaming down here, man.
Yeah, we gorilla gaming down here.
Oh, gorilla! Oh, God, that person gorilla gaming in the building. Oh, what's up? Who's this we got over here?
This is Mimi.
Hey, so how long y'all been doing y'all thing?
Hello, I couldn't hear what they say.
How long have you been doing your thing?
Oh, we've been doing this for years, but I've been in the industry. I just started being in the industry like for like 4 years now. So I'm new to it and true to it, and I'm getting down through that.
That's what's up.
We appreciate
y'all's talent, man. Y'all are going off the chain out here.
Well, we appreciate the love, and we appreciate y'all calling in to support Gorilla Game. That's what's up. Big fans. That's how we do it. Fans nationwide.
Already.
Really appreciate
it. Shout out to Nene.
Gorilla
Game.
I appreciate you, Nene.
To the radio host, too.
Daddy Jay, we appreciate it.
Well, it's going to be nosy. see what we got some more people in the building. Let's see what we got. 214-772, you're on Life at Dusk Live. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Oh, they probably just listening.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm gonna meet them back soon before they come. The people want to kill me. All right, everybody else is listening right now. You want to talk to person number one? I put you in there. All right, so going into some more. We talked about the music side. Let us know about how you actually got into modeling.
Oh, this been since I was a little girl. I love taking pictures. I used to love dressing up, putting on my mama wigs and makeup and all this old type of stuff. So around age 15, this lady actually approached my mom about me and my sister when she saw us in the store, and she gave my mom her information, and she was with a modeling agency or whatever. And back in them days, you know, and us being as kids, and, you know, we just really didn't take things too serious then, but it started from there and on up to where I'm at now. And like I say, the CEO who I'm with, Carleon, which is the CEO over Gorilla Gang Records as well as Gorilla Gutter Chicks, is the reason why I'm modeling now. I am Gorilla Gutter Chicks top models, and I also do modeling photo shots for Houston All-Stars. So I'm doing that, so anybody needs a model featured in the music videos, movies, anything like that, you can get at me, Nene, at booking for Gorilla Gang Records at yahoo.com. Book me. I'll come shine your video up for you and make everything look good. But, yes, I've been modeling since I was a little girl. Even at school, we did modeling talent shows. Even at church, we did a little modeling for the church, you know. It's been a while since I've been doing that, and I love it. Sometimes it gets a little hard and stressful, but I love it. I mean, you'll never think taking pictures will be such a hard job, but, oh, my God, it's very hard and very tiresome through all the posing, all the changing the clothes, the makeup, the hair. It's a lot to it, but I love it. I die for it. This is my career. I'm very serious about it. And, you know, I'm going to, like I said once before, I'm going to keep pushing forward because this is what I do, and I'm going to fulfill that dream that I've always dreamed of. So, yeah, I've been modeling for a long time, and I'm down for it. It's an easy go for me right now.
Yeah, and I like about, like, you look at your pictures, you, like, your pictures, the style you chose is just so live about it, you know, you make sure everything was very particular. Like, you make sure the accessories was definitely pointing out
right.
Very well from
right.
Like head to toe. Like, it wasn't just, hey, I'm not going to know. Live chicks, hey, buddy,
yes,
you just
right.
Go to,
I'm going to go take a picture.
And that's all they doing. And then it's not an all process to go into it. You actually, you can tell by looking at your picture that you actually thought together what you wanted to do for that shoot.
Oh, yes, I did. I'm very particular. When I take my modeling pictures, I'm very particular about how I look. And as well, I had help with my best friend, Otisha Redmond, who is also a singer in Houston. But she helped me out as well at the photo shoot, you know, with the makeup and the hair and things like that. But, yes, it's very important to look good when you take your modeling pictures, ladies. It's very important to have your makeup on right, to have your nails right, your hair, your hygiene. It's very important to look a certain way and be a certain way when you're modeling. That comes with a whole lot because this is you. This is your body we're talking about, not just a pretty face. This is your body that we're talking about. That the whole world is going to be looking at you. It's very important with keeping yourself up as being a model.
Definitely. All right, I'm going to go to some more callers. Let's see, you got one from 214-635. You on Life of the Dust. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, Mama.
Well, hello.
This Pig, Mama.
I know who you are, dear.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I heard you talking, baby.
Well, thank y'all for calling in. That's the Gorilla Gang family. That's the Gorilla Gang head lady. My mother, Mary Piper.
Really.
She's also featured on my song, Federal Property. She's singing on that, and she's featured on more songs that we have. Carly Ann have a song, Lost and Turned Out, that my mother-in-law, Mary Pipe, is featured on, and that's her that we have on the phone.
Okay, okay.
Ooh,
and speaking of family, I'm about to go on, because this is how people that really go do their research and who they about to interview. You got your son. Your son is actually in the industry too now, correct?
Yes, Young Jazz.
And
yes, sir, and he have an event coming September 29th in Lancaster and Duncanville for Metro PCS. So anybody out there being the Lancaster or Duncanville area, he will be performing live at Metro PCS in Lancaster and off of Wisdom in Duncanville. So just get on Facebook, Young Jazz, and friend him, and you can see his event, and you can welcome to come, children and all.
She seems like this.
Most definitely. Got one more caller I'm going to go to. I need that, this is 214-772. What's up?
Hey, what it do?
What's up,
my name is CK. You know what I'm saying? I'm a proud representative of the Gorilla family. I like what you got going on. I really do. Made me proud to be your brother, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love from the DJ playing the song. It's just love, man. You know what I'm saying? Continue to grow on and be strong. Everybody else, follow the Gorilla Gang family, man, and do what y'all got to do. Help my sister blow up, man. You know what I'm saying? The Gorilla Gang is down here. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that, bro.
Most definitely, man. We definitely, you know, her best interest is at heart because, I mean, y'all have been very humble of, you know, saying let's support each other. And that kind of stuff there, you know, I'm going at bat for people like that. You know, there's a lot of people that just throw money at you, like, hey, he goes to money to promote me. But I want people that's humble in this, because the people with money, they lose the money, they're going to lose their character. So I want people with character behind me.
That's right.
I mean, don't say this too. You know, that's the woman that raised me, so I'm proud to be your little bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to follow you all the way to the top, mama. Let's do this thing.
And that's Mr. 47. He's also an artist with the Gorilla Gang family. Appreciate
I mean, y'all stuff is, and I like that because y'all stuff is real. And actually, you know, I just got a chance because you posted a couple of Acorion stuff on Dustfire. And I actually got a chance to check out some of his videos and whatnot. And like you said, it's just like y'all just make real music and.
Most definitely.
The beats are perfect too. Is what I like about it too. All right, all right, so all I want you to do is, and I'm gonna put the ticket music on. I want you to think of the craziest thing that has ever happened to you.
What's one of the craziest things that ever happened to me?
Yep, we're gonna give you some thinking music. Think about it.
One of the craziest things that ever happened to me, I would say, when I almost fell off stage at a show. That's probably the craziest thing that happened, because they were like, so embarrassing, but I don't think no one saw it. But that's what happened. That's probably one of the craziest
things. Hey, so explain how you fell off the stage.
I didn't fall. I almost fell. Carly Ann CEO was doing, he was performing, and I was just bagging him up or whatever, and I think I got so hyped, and I had on, like, these extra tall stilettos. And as I was grooving, my right feet caved in, and I was like, oh, my God, I hope didn't nobody see that. But I kept going, and I played it off real smooth, but I was like, next time I wear stilettos on stage, I got to have my act together. I got to have my groove right.
Women don't fall, y'all buckle.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, I ain't gonna fall. I almost did.
I play the smooth, so you gonna have to really capture one of my little crazy moments.
Oh, yeah, I've been felt a million times. I definitely learned how to play falling smooth.
I'm going to tell you another thing that was kind of like crazy. It's like one day I'm in the store, right? I'm buying some things from the store, and this guy come up like, oh, my God, you Nene. You Nene, you rap, you modern. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, I'm one of your biggest fans on Facebook. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Like, I love your music. Can I please have your autograph to get to my mom? I was like, okay, yeah. And, like, I gave him the autograph. And, like, when I'm leaving out the store, the dude followed me to the car. I'm like, oh, okay. I hope it's not no stalker, like, dude. I kind of got scared. So I was like, okay, this is real crazy. Because, like, when I get in the car, I'm like, okay, well, God bless you. Thank you for being a fan. I appreciate that. I'm, like, bagging up. He's still like, oh, my God, I just can't believe it's you. And I'm like, me and my kids in the car, they're like, Mama, who is that? And I'm like, a fan of mine. So that was kind of, like, crazy. So, ladies, artists, and models, we have to be careful out here because these guys, they fall extra in love with you. And, you know, crazy things can happen. So we have to keep our relationship with our fans as just a business relationship only. You can't get too personal because things can get a little crazy.
When they start following you and say, you guys are like, oh, yeah,
definitely.
People just love, on that note, as I say, people just love how black women doing things. That's what it is. Women doing things, and people are attracted to that. And if you're not, you must be like some crazy person on another planet because I don't understand how you couldn't. So,
right. So true.
As we are getting ready to come to a close, go ahead and let everybody know as far as how they can check out all your stuff and keep up with you.
Okay. You can check out my music as well as my model shop photos at Facebook. You can go to Nene Gutter Chick, which is spelled N-A-N-A. GUTTACHIC. You can also go to Twitter. It's Gutter Chick Model, GUTTACHICMODEL. You can also check me out on Reverb Nation, Miss Nene. And as well, like I say, for booking, you can go to booking for Gorilla Game Records at yahoo.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook at Carleon CEO, which is spelled K-A-R-L-E-O-N-E-C-E-O, and as well as Faro Entertainment. You can get on Facebook and contact me on either one of those pages.
Bam.
And you can hear my music there. Also, SoundCloud. You can go check my music out on SoundCloud, and as well as Nene Gutter Chick on SoundCloud. So go there, check me out, listen to me. If you like it, get at me. You want to collab, you need features. Get at me, Gorilla Game Records and Faro Entertainment. This is how we're doing it. Keep it pushing. We're not going to stop until we reach the top, and that's what that is. CADT Awards.
All right, DF Dub. The DF Dub is going to represent it. All right, y'all. If y'all missed any of the show, what you can do is go to blogtopradio.com/ SETDJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. Look for the episode, my girl Nene on it, and then you can listen back to it as much as you want to, and you can even download it for free on iTunes. So just search
Life
of the Day.
Go. Y'all can check our videos out on YouTube. Just go to Don Knox 35, which is spelled DONKNOTTS 35, and check out our videos. And much love to Teddy J for having Gorilla Game on the show tonight.
No problem. That's true. That being said, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Nene, or where there's a Gorilla Game Records, or where there's a U, there is a way. There we go. We out the building. Life at the Dust Live. We out the building. Shout out to my sponsor, Me Marketing Group. That's at memarketgroup.com. They help you get heard. That's what they do. All right, being said, we got the building. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
Peace.